Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Sight Live, open mic from Long Island, New York. Welcome, everybody. And today, the country has seen a beautiful demonstration of American justice. And I think we should be proud of all the people who served that justice, and an example to all, but especially to the people who we look up to protect us, the police departments all over the nation. Now, a lot of people have the attitude, you know, every cop is not good. Well, I don't agree with that. There's a lot of good police officers. They risk their lives for you. So don't be so quick to judge. Now, and I'm going to tell you the reason why this guy was convicted. Because a police officer is supposed to protect a person who's accused of a crime. Suspect. The word suspect, you hear that in connection with crimes all the time. The cop is supposed to protect that person because that person is presumed innocent until proven guilty. That's the justice system in this country. And that's what this creep violated, doing his job and protecting Mr. Floyd. He violated the whole spectrum of the badge and so on and so forth. So that's got to be one of the main reasons why he was convicted. I'm sure that was included in the mind of the jurors or even in their conversation. So Inner Sight praises the justice system and those who serve to bring justice. But now that also reminds me of a parallel here. See? See how important justice is? Now, let's take it to a different level. The disabled community, you know? Our safety can be violated by agencies, and we have no law to protect us. Thinking mostly of the service dog system, but all other systems too in many ways. The nursing home, people in the nursing homes. That needs to be changed. People should not be robbed of their safety in the form of their money and forced to give up their living place in the nursing home. They should be honored and be made to go back to that if they can. Very important. Honor all these people. Don't take away. If the nursing home needs to be paid, let the agencies start raising half the money. The government already pays most of it anyway. So we who don't have justice can appreciate more. And when a blind person is denied a guide dog, where's the justice in that? No law. You're interfering with somebody's safety, somebody's life. I know it because I live it every day. Even today, there was a big truck on the sidewalk. And I didn't even know it was a truck until it moved. You know, dog knew. She knew. She stopped. She stood her ground. She waited. She waited to see what that object was going to do. And sure enough, it moved. And we were able to, and then I had to, tell her, give her the command, and she got me around it. But how can you remove that safety from someone without legal rights. How do you know that that school made the right decision? And, you know, they have a motive because they're taking in all that money. So where's the justice this we saw today in the court? All right, maybe a different level. All right, but nevertheless, somebody's safety. Now, if I were walking with a cane, I wouldn't have known what that truck was going to do. I couldn't even hear its motor. I could have been killed. I could have been killed if I was walking without my dog. And it was up to these damn blind agencies, I wouldn't have a dog. We amended our petition, and we'll see if we can get that crossed later. But the point being, we must have the justice system protect us. All right? And we can go on and on and on about that. Tomorrow night we'll be doing a special show on how the agencies should be doing more about that. Open mic, Inner Sight, and we get our engineer in here. We'll be at 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and talk about whatever you want. I'll tell you another thing that's on the mind of millions. Mr. Biden has got to do something about all these gun shootings in this country. Another one today. Wasn't there one yesterday? Wow. I don't know what the president's going to do, but he is obligated to protect us, be it from other countries or be it from our own people here who for some reason can't manage their lives and have access to deadly weapons. Something's got to be done about that. Now, we recommended patrol with trained dogs, you know, National Guard, perhaps, who can work canine. These people should be patrolling the streets with dogs who can detect firearms and warn the person and perhaps try to prevent some of these horrible shootings. That's what we need. We need people who are going to be walking around patrolling with firearm dogs trained to detect. And in that way, hoping to prevent, you know, because the bottom line, the real way they're going to stop shooting, they're not going to do it. Get rid of all the guns. Unrealistic, they're going to say. Right? All right? But it's not unrealistic to have a firearm detecting dog with a trained National Guard person to patrol the streets. We need it. No, the person wouldn't be able to be every place at once, but at least it would be some deterrent, could save lives. And at every school entrance, we had the idea of just use one door, have a dog, a firearm detecting dog, and a trained officer, you know, and let people get checked before they go in. Something has to be done. That's an Inner Sight idea. Use it. We hope they hear it and use it. You got a better idea? Good. Let's hear it. We want to know it. We want to do it. The President of the United States must protect us. That's his number one oath, isn't it? To uphold the Constitution and protect Americans. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue.org, or .net, I think it is. BigEast.net. Verizon is their email at .net. Okay. .org, maybe that's the website. Okay. Big East, the key to rescue.org, I believe, is the website. All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and we thank her for all her help. The great, great Akita, who saved my life every day as a guide dog. And, yeah, adopt an Akita. 609-388-7004, phone number. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Little Tommy, Avante, Corey Foster, who will be celebrating his birthday on this coming Thursday, by the way. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others, we honor them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the inner sight saying. Put it into practice. All right, let's see. Mr. Kennedy Realty. And once again, I thank him for his $100 donation to Inner Sight. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. And by the way, be careful out there. I heard that there's Long Island is looking for another gunman who killed one person and wounded two others, I understand. Any of the details that I get wrong, forgive me, because I don't listen to the regular news. All right. So anybody out there who calls in, if you feel free to correct any information. But be careful. I don't know if this guy's still at large, but you know, it's just another example of where we need more protection. All right. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Call Mr. Kennedy. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the group where you can get dog food, cat food, medical. The guy's name is Gary, good buddy, 631-484-3085, 484-3085 at 631. And if you're disabled and you have trouble picking up the food, let him know. He's been known to help people. All right, Nobody's Starved on Long Island is the organization. The Long Island Connection, I want to thank them for sending out a news release about the nursing homes and the death of my dear friend Rosie and trying to make a difference. Long Island Connection, good people over there. Let's see, Danny, by the way, of the Long Island Connection, to be more specific. Around the world, Inner Sight, and let's see, you need a civil rights lawyer? We can recommend James Bahamundi at 516-783-9662. So any questions about civil rights, give Jim a call. Around the world, Inner Sight, open mic. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And if you want to send an email, Inner Sight, that's I-N-N like Nancy, E-R, S like Sam, I-G-H-T, Inner Sight at pmpmail.com. Those are the initials of the company where we get the email from. pmpmail.com. com. No attachments. We can't get attachments. All right. In a site on open mic, and some of our friends who have helped us in the past, and we hope they come back. We're trying to plan a benefit for the late summer, maybe the October month. Some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, and Touro Law Center. All right, some of the people that have helped us in the past, and we remember them. All right, in a site around the world on the open mic, and I spoke with the Center for Independent Living again today, and I tell you, it's really horrible when you are dealing with safety, especially, and you have no enforcement. That's one of the most horrible things that needs to be remedied. And the government doesn't have to spend any money to remedy that. You know, any monies that they're troubled about, just mandate the agencies to start raising the money. And those of us who are disabled can volunteer to help them raise the money. Why not? If it's going to benefit us, why not? So, excuse me, talking with the independent living guy called me about the traffic signals that talk. It's really horrible. So he checked with the traffic people here in Suffolk County, New York, and their comment was, oh, it's going to be, we're going to put up the signal before the end of the year. I mean, what does that mean? Before the end of the year, no date, no time, nothing, you know? So my first response was, how are they going to compensate me and all the other people for the 3 or 4 years that we've been trying to get the safety that everybody else has? Horrible. And then I said to him, you know, this, I don't accept this. What we need is enforcement of a law to protect us. And we don't have that. And I told him, I said, you're not helping me. You're making things worse in a way, because because they're getting away with this. And they're going to do it again. I mean, we're talking about one signal. We're not talking about the whole town. One signal. Which means that we got to go through the same damn thing again to get another signal put up a few blocks away. Because there's no enforcement. So I told them, I said, I want you to get your people together. I have people from InterSight. Get clearance, get permission from your director, and let's have a major news conference and demand enforcement. We have the American Disability Act. Let's invite the Congress people to the news conference and say, we want you to amend this ridiculous set of rules and bring about enforcement. That's what I told them. I said, that's what I want. It's not just the light I want. It's more. I want the problem solved definitely, permanently. And that's why these things go on and on and on, because it doesn't get solved. That's why everybody has to go to court every a few months if something comes up, you know. It doesn't get solved. It's not written in stone the way it is for everybody else. InterSight is the only one that I know of that's taking a stand like this. And if I'm wrong, prove me wrong. Where are you? Where's all the other groups? I don't know of one that would stand up and demand enforcement and demand that these agencies start raising the money. You know, that's part why we're in this situation, because whenever there's a demonstration about the nursing homes and all this, all the people do is ask for more money. That's not the answer. Because the money comes from the state and they control your life. That is not the answer. The answer is to get supervision of the money yourself. And to do that, we need the agencies mandated to raise money. And we, who are disabled, participate in the fundraising and let people see where that money is going. That's what people want. So many people have donated money to these agencies only to find out that the money never reached the people. Somebody told me that today. I can't think of who it was, but yes, one of our listeners. All right, in a side, I want to say hello to Anthony, who called me, one of our listeners, who is moving, and hopefully we'll get him back on the show as soon as he's ready. Open mic, inner sight, around the world, and I didn't hear anything today about the vaccine, which is probably good because people are tired of hearing all this stuff. Spoke to my friend Ed down in Pennsylvania, and he agrees that this whole thing is phony in many, many ways. Too many gaps in it, you know. I think a lot of people believe that. You know, that we're not being told the whole truth, and as Ed put it, he thinks it's a Trojan horse. You know, that was the big, Helen of Troy, wasn't it? Yeah. Thousands of years ago, Helen of Troy, when they delivered a horse, a big wooden horse, I think it was a wooden horse, to their enemy. I don't know. I forget which country it was. I believe it was Turkey. And you know, as a present, and this horse was so huge, you know, it was full of Greek soldiers, and of course this thing opened up, I guess in the middle of the night. And they invaded. And the rest is all history. So anyway, this is the analogy that my friend used, and who knows? You know, like we always say, nobody knows what's going to happen next. I hope next that we get our engineer in here and we can get some phone calls. Open mic. If you want to take note of the number, 213-816-1650, open mic. And, you know, I hope it's not going to be a one-man open mic. I'd like to get other people involved. Yeah. So, some things are opening up, some things are closing. I heard today that the airlines are using wider planes, taking out seats, you know, to make more space, I guess, between people, you know, to try to prevent close contact and all that. Well, we did a show on the plains a while back, and it's horrible the way disabled people are treated. You know, unless they changed it, and I don't think they did. You can't get on the plane with your wheelchair. You can't get in the restroom. I mean, it's horrible. You know, to have to fly when you're in a wheelchair. You know, you have to take care of your personal needs. So there's another malady against us, perpetrated by the government and allowed to exist by the agencies, because they don't raise the money to change it. They should at least raise half the money. All right, Inner Sight, open mic around the world. And let's see, we're on television tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, Thursday night, 7:30, it's all rerun, by the way, 7:30, Thursday night, Channel 20.
I'm here.
Thursday night, Channel 20, all over Long Island. All right, I think I hear the arrival of our engineer.
Yeah, I had a little difficulty. I don't know what's up with my charging cable. It looks like somebody stepped on it. So now my phone doesn't want to charge all the way, so I'm hoping it finishes the rest of the show.
Sounds all right.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, give it a little test. Do the Able News.
Yeah, well, ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. We have amended the service dog petition. By the way,
yep.
Did you get that in there, or is it still?
Not yet. It's going to
okay.
be gone
okay,
tomorrow.
We,
right now, I'm tired.
We wrote it.
Yes, we did.
We wrote an amendment to the service dog petition,
mm-hmm.
and we get that in there, we'll pass it along
tomorrow.
To you. But in the meantime,
yep.
you can still sign it.
Yeah.
And the
want
one
me to read
on
it
the,
to everybody?
Nursing home. What?
I could read it to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Let's read what's in it. The new
just the,
part of it.
Yeah, just the amendment. I'll read the amendment. It says, thousands of people who give money to the service dog schools want them to be licensed to train, guide, and service dogs. Inner Sight, Inc. is volunteering to be the first licensed training school for service dogs. The legislators have refused to support our rights. Help us turn the tide and license the schools. Oh, hold on, I just lost my place. License the schools that train service dogs by signing the petition. That's it. Simple.
All right. So that goes in. Now, where does that go? At the end?
Yes. Because, yeah, that was
yeah.
the last thing that we had talked about that we wanted to put in there.
All right. So you'll see that addition
yeah, at the
when
end.
It's put in.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, give people more information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
right? And what's going on?
Do you want me to put in also that there is not one licensed service dog school? Truly licensed service dog school?
No, no, that's pretty obvious what we're saying.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Okay.
All right. In a site, open mic at 213-816-1650. Anybody out there on the line?
Yeah, there is. Let me see who wants to talk. Press the 1 if you want to talk. so far,
yeah.
Everybody's listening.
And turn down all your apparatus.
Apparatuses. Something like that. Oh, we got a call. Listen, who wants to talk? Maureen, our usual.
All right. Open mic from Maureen in Queens.
Yep.
Hi, guys. I forgot to hit the 1. It's been a crazy day, so.
Don't worry. Same here. Crazy day.
I know. I think they're all getting crazy the days, every day, I think, now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I agree with your friend, Ed, Frank, about this whole thing, the Trojan horse and all. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people are coming around to that opinion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And something has to be done with the shootings because it's getting crazy. I think, Frank.
Absolutely insane.
It is. I think you have that. I think they caught the guy. I think that was at the Stop and Shop in Hempstead. Is that what you were talking about, Frank?
Yeah.
He didn't know if they had apprehended, but they did. So, yeah. So.
Oh, they caught him.
But it's like every day. Hmm?
Yeah.
Sorry, Frank.
Yeah.
They caught him.
It was at a Stop and Shop?
Yeah.
Yes, but, yeah, he went up to, like, the manager's office, but two other people were shocked, too. I mean, it's crazy. You can't go shopping. You can't do this. You can't.
Wow.
In Astoria, a woman was going to the drugstore. She was caught in the crossfire and got shot and killed.
What's wrong with all this today? It's crazy.
It is. You can't. I mean, even if you have nothing to do with it, if you're in the crossfire, you just mowed down. I mean, they got to do something. I don't know, but it's just getting
Biden
ridiculous.
Biden has to do something about all this. I mean,
he's
not a good president if he doesn't take hold of this and do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'll go a step further. If he doesn't do something about this, we ought to throw him out.
Yeah. There you go.
This is crazy. You can't let people walk around.
I'm sorry
you
ever got
in
to be thrown out.
Well, we
That's
need to throw
story.
Out a lot. We need to throw out a lot of them, Frank. We need to start over with the country.
Yeah. Well, they should never let those automatic rifles, military style, be sold. That's one thing they have to stop. You don't need nobody.
Oh, yeah. You don't need
if you're gonna buy an
automatic gun like that.
I'm sorry, Suzanne?
Nobody needs an automatic gun like that.
No. If you go in and purchase one of them, they have to know you're going to be up to no good.
Of course. You know?
I mean, it's not like a pistol that you say, oh, I'm going to, protect my home or something. These are guns that shoot how many rounds at a time. That's crazy, you know? And we have too many people on drugs, hallucinogenic drugs and stuff, that are able to get these guns. And even if they, had something in their past, they're still able to buy a gun sometimes. You know, the background checks are no good all the time. There's just too much that falls through the cracks, you know. But they have to cut back on those automatic weapons, definitely. Look at that. I don't know how anybody survived that shooting a few years ago in Las Vegas when the guy was just shooting. Bullets were coming everywhere, you know?
Yeah, some even hit the disabled. Wasn't there a whole bunch of disabled people at the stage in the front in Las Vegas?
Oh, I didn't hear that. Yeah, well, where would you
know? Florida. I'm sorry. There was another one in Florida, too, at that time.
Well, there's so many. It's hard to keep up with what's what, you know?
I know.
It's just too much. And this is the only country that this happens in, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll hear of one somewhere, but not like every day like this is getting to be, you know?
Well, this is getting to be bad because people don't, see the government right now as helping them out. They need to see that. They need to know that the government's going to be helping them out. That's the issue.
Well, they got to see people out there protecting them.
That's right. The way
to see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I said it at the outset of the show, and I'm going to repeat it again.
Yeah.
We need national guards. You got national guards sitting on their ass doing nothing.
Yeah.
National guards with trained dogs who can detect firearm to walk every block. Every block, and I don't give a damn what it costs. Every block in this country, walk day and night.
Yeah.
All right? And try to the dog can pick up the scent of a firearm, and the dog will alert the person and warn them, and that's when
especially
they move in and say,
school.
Hey, you know, and search them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
school,
what you need.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Because they're not going to get rid of all the guns.
No, they don't.
You know, that'll never work because, you know, something bad has to happen before something, because you'll violate their civil rights if that happens, you know?
No.
Well, something bad is happening.
A lot of bad is happening.
Well, we know that, but, you know?
Yeah.
And it's scary and it's sad, too, that a lot of people are losing their life before they do anything about anything. It really is.
Well, that's how it always is. Yeah.
Well, the police cannot handle all this on their own.
No, they can't.
They can't.
They have to bring in the National Guard and just get it done with. Seriously.
When we lived on Staten Island, there was a corner, you know, and this wasn't just for disabled people, but it was for, you know, there was no stop sign, there was no red light or anything. And, of course, it took for a woman to be decapitated before a light was put up,
geez.
You know?
That's hard.
It's just so sad how long it takes things to be. And they told you before the end of the year, Frank, but this is only April. So it's like 8 months left, you know?
God forbid, Frank, just be careful when you pass that street. I hear it when you're going. And I hear the traffic, and it's going all different directions. How are you supposed to know, really?
Oh, yeah, and of course,
you know.
The way some people drive, they don't obey the light anyway, or they're
in a
crosswalk where you have to cross, and then you have to go around them, so you could get hit by something else.
And they try real hard to go in front of you, and that's the one I hate. I take my white cane, and if they're that close to me, I could tap on their hood. I tap on that hood.
Right.
You know, they're not supposed to be that close. I'm sorry.
But they don't care. They don't care.
They don't care, no.
No. They don't care at all, you know, and it's very sad because then
you're
the one getting killed.
And then they
say to
me, why are you tapping on my hood? I'm reminding you, you're not supposed to be overlapping I have the right. You're not supposed to be overlapping. And then
well, that's dangerous,
anything.
Too, to get that close to a car. You don't know when they're going to take off.
Well, I tapped on his hood because he was that close to me.
Well, you could be shot even. He could pull out a weapon even.
Yeah, and I was not happy that he was that close to me. I wanted him to be further away from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
right.
Crazy times.
We really
have to be a bandit or a guide dog. A good dog won't let the car get that close to you.
No, that's true. Pull me back. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody cares about other people, you know.
I don't have that advantage.
They don't care if they're in the crosswalk and you have to go around and get killed by some other car or something. They don't care, you know.
Yeah.
That extra few feet matters to them that they can just take off then and, you know, they'll be ahead of the game. They go through red lights and wait till the marijuana stuff. Oh, my God. I dread that because they'll just get in a car and gun off what's going to happen.
Well, then, you know what? If that's the case, they're going to still be ways in which you could enforce it. You know, drunken driving is the same way. You still can enforce that. You know, so that's not going to be an issue that way, I think. But it's better than, you know, putting a whole bunch of people, you know, in jail and then we're paying for them and they're lodging and them watching TV and sitting on their butt when they could be working, I think. You know?
My roommate and I were in the Burger King yesterday, I guess. And a guy comes up to us at the table looking for money. You shouldn't do that inside the store.
That's you know, that's
panhandle. It's bad enough when they're outside, but to actually come into the tables and ask for money, that's ridiculous.
I had
that
happen to me.
Huh. Ridiculous, you know?
Don't they have any security in that place?
Mm. No, it's Burger King. I don't think so. The guy couldn't even understand that we wanted a one, you know, Whopper Jr. and then one with nothing on it, but he didn't get that straight, so he ended up getting two Whopper Juniors with stuff on it. God forbid they could follow that simple direction, you know?
Nah.
Oh, God, it's too much. The world is just nuts. It really, really, truly is, you know? But they got to do something, really, because it's, when you can't go to the supermarket, or you can't go to school or church or whatever, that you don't have to worry, or even walking down the street and worried that you're going to be shot to death. This is not
that's
good.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy time.
Mm-hmm. Really. I mean, the pandemic was bad enough, and then all this other stuff. It's just, you hate getting up, and I can't listen to the radio anymore. I'm listening to the Mets right now, so there's no score there. The Yankees are losing again before Frank, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
He asked about the baseball last night. Sorry, Susan.
Joe should give a speech tomorrow or the next day of what he's going to do to remedy this situation with the guns. If he's a good president, that's what he'll do.
Joe and Kamala, I think, are giving speeches tonight about the cop and the verdict. I think they're going to be on tonight, so that's why I'm listening to the match, too. So I think they're going to talk tonight about that, so I don't think they're going to be talking about the guns tomorrow.
Well, that's over. There was justice.
They should. Yeah.
It's over. Yeah. There was justice.
Yeah, it was.
So.
Well, he
kind of
put his own opinion out. Yeah. He spoke today before the verdict was, I heard, didn't he? He spoke earlier today, before the verdict came down even.
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't
didn't
listen
hear
to
it, his speech. I don't listen to it. I can't listen to the news anymore. I turn it on once in a while, like to hear something, and then it goes right off. I don't listen all day like I used to. I can't take it. I can't. Take any between the vaccines. The virus was bad enough. The vaccines are getting to be worse. The stories about that, the shootings, the this, the that. I can't. What happened to the border? You don't hear any more about the border.
No.
That faded away.
Yeah.
And so, That's just becoming
the border? You mean the border? Completely, yeah. I don't know what happened with that. It was supposed, you mean all the children and everything at the border? I don't hear anything about that anymore.
No, it just faded away. It's just gone.
Yeah, well, maybe
we don't
they're
hear
controlling
anything
it.
Else.
I don't know.
Yeah.
News only comes to when things are bad. I guess it's not
an agenda.
Bad
they just, put out and take off what they want at times, and the media is to blame for a lot of trouble too. That's a lot of trouble.
Oh, that I agree.
The media
is to say some of people, but the thing is they got to get the right people to blame in the media. Some of the media aren't as bad, and they just go and blame everybody. The media as a blanket statement, and that really bothers me. Some media is not as bad as they think it is,
Well, I've heard some of them, and the way they speak to some of the Republicans is pretty bad. It's almost the way they spoke to Trump, Very belligerent.
I just think that everybody has to stop being Americans again and not be, that person's this and this person's that. They're not doing that right now.
Well, you can't have complete hatred for, someone because he was not a politician. He was a business person. And then when he did do a good job, that's why they hate him so. You know, he wasn't a politician and he did a great job.
No, I don't have hatred for him. I never did have hatred
for him. I don't mean you, but a lot of people did,
Yeah.
A lot of people really did. They actually were selling key. Yeah.
Excuse me, Maureen. You know the thing that bothers me? Everybody was jumping all over Trump and blaming him for all this violence,
Yeah.
Since Biden got in, it seems like it's getting worse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It absolutely is, you know.
I'm going to play even more. People need to get it really, really straight. Both sides have a lot of mistakes that they've done, and what needs to be done is everybody needs to work together and stop the BS and start working together and be bipartisan. Mm-hmm. And if they can't, let them get out. We don't have time for this. We have a bad pandemic, and that's it. People just need to start, getting with the picture. That's it. That's how I feel about it.
They have to work together, but they have to have a definite plan. None of this wishy-washy be good stuff.
Oh, I agree.
That's not going to work anymore.
No, it ain't.
No. They have to put their differences and hatreds aside and work Americans and solve
that's right. We're Americans. We're not a Republican America. We're not a Democrat America. We're not independent American. We are Americans. That's it. Simple. And they just don't understand that. People just don't get it. That's what bothers me mostly.
Because the country is really going downhill every day more and more.
Divided? Yeah.
Yes. They really truly
all right,
is,
inside open mic. We have any other callers?
Let me check if and see if we have the listener, which happens to be our friend.
Right. Inner Sight at 213-816-1650 if you want to call in, talk about anything you want. Maureen, thank you. Anything else you want to say?
No, I was just going to say, everybody has to be understanding of the handicap, too, whatever their handicap is, and accept people for what they are with their disabilities and, not make fun of people.
And give us enforcement.
Yeah, and live as, human beings. That's what we are. We're human beings. Even if we're disabled, we're still human beings. So understand that.
We don't get that respect. That's the sad thing. And I really wish, that some people, we could reverse this for just a little while in our bank accounts and everything and have the salaries that they have for a little bit just to keep, get us, up to par and then switch salaries for, a while and let them see what we're making.
You need enforcement. That's not going to do
anything. But I think they need a little piece
enforcement of justice. You know the kind of enforcement you need? The kind of enforcement that straightened this jackass cop out. That's what we need. That type of justice and enforcement. Because that's how important it is.
I was talking
that's
with
the problem. It's not looked upon as important when our lives are put in jeopardy.
Right. That's right. Because why we're
wrong.
Expendable. We're expendable. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it straight up. We are expendable as disabled. We are.
Mm. Yep.
They don't want us alive. That's why they put us in the nursing homes. That's why they shut us away.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, right there. And if you prove me otherwise, call the Inner Sight number. It's, 631-224, 3090. And prove me wrong on the show. Call in here, which is, 213-816-1650. And prove me wrong. Mm-hmm. Prove me wrong totally.
Well,
tell me what program
give us
out
enforcement.
There. But what program
that's
out
what
there?
Mean.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
But what program
safety.
Out there right now, right this minute, does it differently and can give the money to the disabled with no strings attached, put it in their own account where they could spend it the way they want to?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
wait
a minute. Not the way they want to. No.
That's
not the concept.
No, I know. Let's go with the
concept. Hold it. Let me explain this. The concept is to put the money into a debit card for the specific need.
That's right.
What we need. For instance, housing.
I meant to say that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you.
Or
you got to get it right.
The home care.
Mm.
Every need should be fundraised by the agencies and the government, and the money should go into an account so that we can run our lives and use money only for that purpose for which it's intended. Similar to the way they do it with the food.
Food stamps. Yeah. Mm. Food stamps card.
Mm-hmm.
SNAP, they call it.
Yeah, but I challenge them. I really do. Mm. I want to challenge them. You tell me, is there, you know, there's got to be a reason why everything is denied us or we're forgotten this badly. Tell me that reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, because there's no law. There's no legislation. That's why.
I don't think it's only that. I just think they want to forget about
that's
us.
The
I
main
think they
thing.
Want to be out of the picture. Seriously.
They get away with it.
Mm.
So they keep doing it.
I think it's more devious than that. That's just my heart, what my heart says. You know, because I saw my mother
If they
there.
Didn't get away
right.
with it, believe me, they would change their ways because they wouldn't want the trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could have made a big deal
that's really the
that
bottom
day.
Line.
But my poor mother was the one suffering. I wasn't going to do that to her. I could have made the biggest of deals that day.
Mm.
My mother was suffering, so I didn't want her to suffer anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't. I let her quietly and peacefully pass on.
Mm.
And I thank, you know, I knew I did the right thing because she held my hand like she didn't want to go, but she had
to. The money was there to help her, and they didn't.
Right.
And they got away with it.
And they did.
Because there's no enforcement.
That's right. All right,
Inner Sight, let's move on. Sure.
Okay,
thank
guys.
Maureen.
Good night. Take care.
Thank you, Maureen.
Yeah, take
care.
Okay, be safe.
Open mic.
Okay.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, bye.
And if you want to dial in, 213-816-1650. Don't forget, let's see, tomorrow night's show, how the agencies should be helping when a person is denied a service dog.
Right.
And we'll talk about that. Now, you won't hear a show like that anywhere else. You've never heard a show like that anywhere else.
That's right.
Only on Inner Sight will you hear this type of a program. Thursday night, we're gonna celebrate Corey Foster's birthday.
Yeah, I got a call.
Honor Corey.
Yeah.
And Friday, we got the funnies. Have you heard anything from Sheila?
No, I haven't, so I'm going to call her again.
All right. All right, try one more time, and then we don't want to bother her. All right, Inner Sight. Don't forget, Friday is the funnies. They come up with some goofy stuff, you know, and we'll have some fun. Some of the old-time funnies and just try to bring them into a more modern day. That's on Friday. Wonder what happened to Louie. Where's Louie?
I don't know. Let me see.
He usually does promotion on Tuesday.
I know. Let me see what's up with Louie. Nope.
Louie
isn't here. We got to call Louie during the week. See what's
Make
going
sure
on with Louie.
Right.
Yeah, I hope so.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, me neither. That's two Friday nights.
All right.
So.
Yeah. Inner Sight, open mic, talk about whatever you want. Keep it clean, and you know we got a few minutes left. So anything on your mind? 213-816-1650. Anybody want to talk about the verdict? You know, we welcome that, and you know people get what they deserve.
Yeah, I agree.
They really do. In the end, it comes back on you.
Yeah.
Get what you deserve.
I wish one day that something happens for Corey. That's my wish. And I wish that, you know, murder has no statute of limitation. And I know that poor kid was murdered. Nobody, you know, that's just my opinion, and, you know, I'm sticking with it because of what was found on the autopsy. It was really,
well,
you know, sad.
And I'll talk about this on Thursday, but
yeah,
years ago, when this all happened, you know, Joe and I reached out and we tried to convince the family, you know, that we would like to try to get a second opinion from a medical examiner and a different lawyer.
Yeah.
And you know, they didn't want it.
Do it. Yeah.
So, you know, we didn't want to go against their wishes. You can't go against their wishes.
No, you can't.
So sometimes people have to think of what they're doing and take a stand, you know, and not everybody does that.
Not everybody can do that, you understand? It's not easy, especially if that's the first time they've done it, sorry. You know, it's not easy.
People have different reasons and so on and so forth, so. But we did try to do something, and I got to say, we're the only agency that I know of in this country that did try.
Yeah.
You know, and we called the others. We called the district attorney. We called the police department. I remember Joe making the call. I made some calls.
I remember. Yeah.
You know, and. I don't think any other agency called that I know of. None of them were there supporting Sheila and Andre at the news conferences and all that.
No, they weren't.
So, see, there's another example of what we talk about, you know, because the kid was disabled, see?
That's right.
Remember how we did that show? How many haters are running these agencies and looking down and hate the disabled?
Yeah.
Well, there's an example of it.
Right there, yeah.
I believe that's why a lot of these agencies didn't come forward. Partly because some of them were haters, and the other part is because they were afraid for their job.
Oh, I agree with that. I totally agree.
But there's
a
bunch of haters in there. And that's another reason why you need a strong law to protect people who, you know, who are disabled. And I'm not talking about condoning violence.
No. You
I'm talking about
that.
Regular, everyday life stuff that we need.
Yeah, no.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night live, and thank you so much for listening. Over 100,000 listeners around the world.
106.
106,000, all right.
Yeah.
I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
This
has been Open Mic. And tomorrow night's show, Unique. What are the agencies doing when a blind person's denied a dog or a disabled denied a service dog?
Okay.
Where do you go? You know,
they're doing absolutely nothing, and we'll go into it tomorrow.
we'll go into that definitely tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have a lot of examples.
And ways you could help yourself with that, too.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Thank you so much. Thank all our friends for their donations. And we will continue to tell it like it is and put the word out there and demand strict enforcement. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.